Laura Ramos, the director for the California Water Institute at Fresno State, talks this morning about private water conveyance systems in her weekly Water Insights report.
In our last two segments, we talked about the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project, two of the largest public water conveyance systems in the country. Together, they help supply water to millions of Californians, agricultural lands, and industries across the state. But did you know that not all of the major water delivery systems are operated by the state or the federal government? In fact, many are created and managed by local or private agencies, tailored to meet the regional needs. These systems often emerge out of necessity, born from geography, local water source, or lack of access to state or federal supplies. One of the most iconic examples is the Los Angeles Aqueduct, built in the early 20th century by the City of Los Angeles under the direction of engineer William Mulholland. This ambitious project delivered water from the Owens Valley, more than 200 miles away, to fuel the explosive growth of Los Angeles. While this was an engineering marvel, it also sparked decades of legal battles, environmental impacts, and even the famous California Water Wars. The aqueduct is still operational today and remains a powerful symbol of how cities can shape their own water destiny when state systems don't or can't meet their needs. Fast forward to Northern California, and you'll find a more collaborative model in the Bay Area Water Supply and Conservation Agency, or BASQUA. Created in 2003, this agency represents 26 cities, water districts, and private utilities that purchase water from the San Francisco Regional Water System. While San Francisco owns and operates the Hetch Hetchy system, another remarkable aqueduct that transports waters from the Sierra Nevada, BASQUA ensures that suburban customers have a voice in how the water is allocated, priced, and conserved. It's a public agency, but one that functions with a level of local autonomy similar to private systems, emphasizing regional cooperation and long-term planning. These examples show how private and local water conveyance systems can fill critical gaps, especially in places where geography, politics, or infrastructure make centralized solutions difficult. They often operate under the same legal framework as public systems, including water rights laws and environmental regulations, but they often offer flexibility in design, financing, and governance. Looking ahead, these systems may play an even greater role in water resilience. As climate change intensifies, drought cycles and population centers grow, local agencies are exploring how to integrate recycled water, stormwater capture, and groundwater recharge into their conveyance systems. As climate change intensifies drought cycles and population centers grow, local agencies are exploring how to integrate recycled water, stormwater capture, and groundwater recharge into their conveyance strategies. Innovation often happens faster when local entities have more control and fewer bureaucratic hurdles. So whether it's the historic Los Angeles Aqueduct or the forward-thinking partnership in the Bay Area, private and local water conveyance systems continue to shape California's water landscape. Quiet giants working behind the scenes. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.